In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the second chapter. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'O you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go, search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son. Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you made known your only begotten son to the Gentiles. Lead us to know you by faith, to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you. the name of Jesus, amen. I've had to make a few changes to my message this evening because of all of the political unrest and rioting that I'm sure many of you are aware of that occurred today. And it's so good to see all of you here. It's good for us to be together in this place of God's Word and prayer. This is a bad time for our country. It has been a bad year for our country, as everyone knows. All summer long, we witnessed rioting, violence, murder, destruction of property. Now it rises up again, even in the capital of our country. People have lost trust in the government and are angry about what they believe is injustice. That is something that is constantly debated. But we do not debate whether or not we should break laws just because other people have broken laws. No one fixes injustice with more injustice. Laws sometimes need to be broken when the law itself is unjust, especially when the law forces us to violate higher laws, the higher laws of God. We even see this in the Epiphany Gospel. It's amazing how these scripture readings chosen for this celebration speak so well to the circumstances that we are seeing before our eyes. In this Epiphany Gospel, we see the wise men, like us, they just wanted to go and worship Jesus. But along the way, they run headlong into the political storm of the nervous and problematic and evil King Herod. He specifically told them to return to him and to tell him where Jesus was so that he could go and worship him. As you read along a little further in Matthew, you discover that he actually wanted to murder him. The wise men were warned by God to disobey Herod and to return by another way. There's a difference between a Herod who gives an unjust command and a government that struggles to keep perfectly its own just laws. The Christian approach to law-breaking is to call it out and to condemn it and to suffer whatever consequences may result. This is what happened to John the Baptist. This is what happened to Jesus. We follow their example. We condemn sin wherever it appears, beginning, most of all, in our own lives. And we look to Jesus and we point people to Jesus. For he, not the government, can solve this ultimate problem. Best of all, it's good for us to hear the Epiphany Gospel and to see that despite all the political upheaval that was taking place in the Roman Empire at the time of Jesus, God was still very much in charge. One of the greatest ways he showed that, his divine sovereignty, was by marking the birth of Jesus with that unique and beautiful Epiphany star. Human beings can rant and rave and cause all sorts of problems on this earth, but they don't control the stars as God does. Jesus was born, and Herod was not able to destroy him. He carried out his mission to bring us the kingdom of God and to establish his victory over sin and death and the devil, the ultimate source of all injustice, through the injustice of the cross. Even there, God marked that divine event by bringing darkness on the world for 3 long hours. But Jesus rose, the Son of Righteousness, as Malachi calls him, with healing in his wings. This is the healing we need in our own personal lives and in this world. Once more, God promised to cause the stars to fall when Jesus comes again. Then there will be perfect and complete justice. Until then, we go on with life, trusting in God who is in complete control of the world. We look to him to heal our own hearts of sin, and we look to him to heal our land of any and every kind of injustice. The wise men worship Jesus in the middle of that turmoil, and we will continue to worship Jesus no matter what turmoil may be occurring around us. They did this, and we do this because Jesus is, as they said, the King of the Jews. And according to the prophets and Jesus' own life and teaching, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Micah, who prophesied the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem and who guided the wise men to him through that prophecy, also said, "Woe is me! The faithful man has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. Every man hunts his brother with a net, that they may successfully do evil with both hands. The prince asks for gifts, the judge seeks a bribe, and the great man utters his evil desire. So they scheme together. The best of them is like a briar, and the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman and your punishment comes. Now shall be their perplexity. Therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." This is what we all must do. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise. We join together in our prayers.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all.